When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
Will you be my galantine?
I will.
Galantine is a new thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think, what's it been going for? Like a few years. And I love it. Because actually, Valentine's is a little bit... I mean,
naff.
I like it's naff. It really is naff. But I like that it's a week, maybe a week of celebrating love. Is that nice? I think that's nicer. Can we do that instead of Valentine's?
Like, who gets a whole week of celebrating love?
Oh, no, just being people nice to children. Each other. Yeah, right. No. I don't mean like with your partner. Oh, my God, right. No. Gross. No. I mean like taking stock, like having a week where you kind of think about things you love about other people and you just tell them.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
I don't mean like buying people stuff and like, no, going out for lovely dinners. I mean, that would be great, wouldn't it? But no, I think it's just... If we just talk about like a week of love, I think it's nice where you just think, say you think of something nice about someone.
Yeah.
And you think, I'll just say it this week.
That you know? Is lovely. And that is why we're doing today's podcast. I actually went to the supermarket to buy Dozer a Valentine's Day card. And the one that I ended up bringing home out of all of the cards that I could have chosen was, you're at the top of my to-do list.
And that's as romantic as it gets.
But no, we wanted to open up today's podcast to you guys to share your messages of admiration, love, respect to those amazing, incredible women in your life. And we've had some really gorgeous messages in, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And you know what? It's love. Like, it's so lovely to read. And not just saying to people like, oh, I think you're great. Like, pointing out things that they do that really inspire the other person. Like, I've loved those kind of messages as well. Like, not just, oh, what you can do for me. It's like, no, you actually inspire me because you're doing this and you're doing a great job. And actually, we all need to be told that a little bit more.
100%. 100%.
We?
And how often do we, I mean, I literally was just on the phone to my sister, just going to her, like, questioning my own abilities as a parent and a step parent. And I just said to her, am I doing a good enough job? Like, no. You know, Dozer is obviously amazing and tells me that, but sometimes it takes a girlfriend to message you and say,
does.
I just want to let you know you're absolutely killing
you're
it when you feel
it.
Like you're not. Yeah.
You came onto this podcast this morning and you said, I just don't even know if I'm getting it right.
And
you are. Like, you really are. I mean, especially, I'm going to say especially, but when it comes to like step parenting, I've got no idea. But anybody I ever talk to, like, especially people who are going through like a similar thing, they're always like, oh my God, Zoe is such an inspiration when it comes to step parenting. She seems like she handles it so well and she's doing such a good job. And also, I think you're doing such a good job, but I think you're so good that you share when it's not always 100%, because nothing is always 100%. And like you've just said, like this morning when you're like, I don't even know if I'm doing a good job. I think the fact that you even say that means that you are.
It's really weird because I think we're entering new territory. Like, I think my relationship with Isla has always been so easy. And because I met her when she was a baby, it seemed the step-parenting role seemed kind of second nature to me because it was so aligned with my own biological children. But we are very much entering an era of feeling that maybe it's not good enough, and I'm finding that frustrating. And me and Isla are definitely fleshing some stuff out. We actually had the most beautiful conversation on Saturday where Isla was really, really upset. We were on a walk and there was lots of tears and there was lots of sharing around how she feels. And I'm so grateful for that, the fact that we're able to have those conversations. But it definitely makes me feel, it's definitely on my mind a lot at the moment. So are you going to say something really lovely about me and my step-parenting this morning? Because I feel like I
need that boost. No. In all seriousness though, like, I think the stage that you're entering now where, you know, being a step-parent to a preteen teenage girl, it's going to be difficult. And I think the fact that you care and that you're questioning, you know, you're questioning yourself and you're having these conversations is unbelievable. And how lucky is Isla that she gets to have two women in her life to have conversations with, you know, like that's a blessing, like to have two different people and also that you can create your own role like in her life now, like as especially going into this phase, there's probably going to be stuff that she tells you that she won't tell her mum.
Yes.
And that's, you know, that's a privilege, like to be that person that she can talk to. And I think you're going to be great because you are like, you're so caring and you really love her and you really want to do the best job. And so I think you're going to be absolutely fine. So I really,
right,
really
that's
do.
It. That's it. I'm you running are... away with you. Me and you, let's run away together and be each other's Valentines. Forget Galentines.
You know
I want to marry you.
It would actually be really nice. I always think this, to just live on an island with women, like, it would be really nice.
Someone sent me this like little video short on Instagram where it was just all these sort of 80-year-old women dancing around in this house.
Oh my God, I saw it. Yes.
And was there a couple of men in there as well? I think there might have been, but it was basically like a fun disco retirement village. And I am all about that.
Oh my God. Yeah, I looked at that and I thought, that's it. That's what I want. And you know what? I mean, I don't want to be like stereotypical, and there are some absolutely amazing men in the world. There really are. But
here we go. Everything before think, but is bullshit, though. But, we know that. Go ahead.
No. But I do think that women support each other in a different way to the support that we get from men. And even men supporting each other, they support each other in a different way, don't they? Like, I mean, this is such a small thing, but on Saturday morning, I went for a run and I ran 11.5K. Okay.
Stop it. Come on.
And I was so proud of myself. I was like, oh my God, because I woke up, I felt shit. I had a headache but I still went. And I got back and I was like buzzing. And I went, oh my God, James, I ran at 11.5K. And he was like, you're all right. What do you want? A blue Peter badge? And
oh my
I was
God.
Like,
I would have taken off my trainer and launched it at his head.
He was like, George, I used to run 11.5K probably every day. I was like,
a new
oh my
pair.
God, shut up. This is not a competition. So then I got on WhatsApp to like my friends group and I was like, listen, I ran 11.5K today. Can you please just send me some nice messages to tell me how well I've done? And everyone did. And you know, you're like, great. That's all I needed. I just needed that. So thank you.
You've got a 4-ed. I've got a 5-ed. James needs to chill out. You were a professional footballer, mate. Get over it.
Exactly. It's annoying. Yeah. It's so annoying. But anyway, that's why we want to do this, because women are much better at lifting each other up.
Yeah. And then at the end of this podcast, we are going to share a little love note to each other on why we appreciate one another. You've got enough time to put that into that AI robot thing.
Chat GPT. Yeah, great. Wonderful. Love that.
Right. Let's start off with this. I would like to give a special shout out to Lisa from Bump PR to say thank you so much for being there for me for the past year. She is the bestest mate. And that is from, we don't know what her name is, but somebody from Bluebird PR.
That's very sweet.
So that's really lovely.
I love this one, and this, we don't know again the name, but the company is The Parental Mindset. My sister Millie backpacking with toddlers through Thailand. Millie's determination to live life is amazing.
Right, rewind. Backpacking backpacking with toddlers through Thailand. Now, I have been a backpacker through Thailand and I basically acted like a toddler the whole way through it. I was just getting absolutely shit-faced on these buckets of alcohol and whatever else they shoved in them. So to do it with toddlers, plural, that sounds incredible.
That is incredible.
Would you ever take the kids off? Because I follow this family called the Bucket List Family on Instagram.
Yes.
They obviously homeschool because they spend their whole lives traveling around the world, that they think that's much more important than putting, and wow, what a life.
You know what? I do think about this because I think when we talk about like the things that we crave in life, so often I crave that like slower pace of life and like just feeling free and just being able to wake up and do, you know, whatever. And yes, I would love to do that sort of thing in my mind, but I don't think I actually could because I think I am more of a structure person. You know what I mean? I think I crave that freedom and like all that stuff. And I would love to do it to a certain extent. But I mean, this is not in a comparison. But when we did the, we went around in the camper van in Scotland, I couldn't even get my head around like the spontaneity of that. Like, I just couldn't be free to just wake up and drive somewhere else and da, da, da. Yeah, so I really admire people that do that, and I do have like that craving, but I don't think I could do it. Do you think you could?
Oh god, I think about it all the time.
Do you?
I think about it all the time. I'm still not sure if I'll get to, you know, when my kids are 18 and think that was the right decision. I'm gonna tussle with it because I had so much of Africa in my, you know, in my blood and my childhood growing up. And I know what that life is like to wake up with the sun and go swimming in the ocean. And someone said to me the other day, oh yeah, but that's utopia. What are you going to do for work? And how are you going to provide, you know, money to pay the bills? And absolutely. But I want my kids to look at the universe and want to be outside. I hate living indoors. The indoor lifestyle, I feel like a caged animal. It doesn't do me well. They don't suit it. And I don't know, just swimming in the ocean every day and kind of feeling that freedom of, I guess, the weather as well. I don't know.
The thing I just can't wait to get to Ibiza. Now there's so many more opportunities where you don't have to, you know, make an income or make a living from like a normal job. Like, you don't have to. Like, there's so many of these like digital nomads, aren't there, where they just go off and they might, you know, and you don't need as much money if you're living that kind of life, do you? Because everything's stripped back, everything is more, you know, it's more straightforward and whatever.
Yeah,
you don't, like,
how much money do you need?
I don't know, I've got no idea, and I don't know what sort of jobs you would do or incomes, but there are loads of things you can do, and I do follow people who do it, and I think, yeah, like, I love anyone who just steps outside the norm. Like, me too. I really admire people who do that.
Me too. I mean, Luna said to me the other day, why are we choosing to live in England? Such a big conversation. I know. And I was like, how long you got? Let's sit down. You get a cup of tea. Let's just talk it out. And I think more of like their health. And, you know, Kit hasn't been very well recently. Mm. We were in Kenya and he was... They thrive off that vitamin D being in the sunshine. I'm sure everybody does, don't they?
Yeah.
So,
they must
you
do.
Know, we've chosen a country where it's 3 days of summer and the rest is, although it's sunny today.
I know, it's lovely actually while I'm sitting
here. Can't wait to get outside and sit in the studio all afternoon.
We'll be right back after this short break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
Right, let's go on to the next one. I like this
one. Let's do it.
My five sisters for all being there for one another and me after losing our beautiful mama. How beautiful that you've all got one another. And
I know.
After, you know, losing a parent like that is absolutely horrific. So the fact that you could have each other to support one another is quite remarkable. In fact, losing a parent, if you have siblings, it's, for my experience, was just this ultimate bond of thinking, right, it's just me and you now.
Yeah.
We had to pull together because me and my sister did not really see eye to eye a lot during our childhood. We had a period of time where we were fairly estranged from one another. You know, we had a major falling out when we were in Australia when we were like 20 and 22, or maybe slightly younger. And that impacted our 20s. She was living in Africa, I was living in the UK. So in a way, that was the blessing to come out of such a loss. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's, I mean, it's good and it's also a shame that it takes like a tragedy to bring people together, don't you think? And actually, that's kind of this episode, isn't it? I think we so often don't tell people how we feel about them or how great they are until something happens that makes us want to do it. It's like that whole thing, isn't it? Mm. You don't tell anyone how you truly feel about them until their funeral. Like, that is really sad.
Oh, God, no.
So we do need to tell people more. But having five girls in a family and you all get on, that is, what an achievement, like, that you all pull together. That's incredible. Like, I really love that.
So my five sisters, so actually there's six of them all together.
Six of them. Oh, my God, of course. Wow. That is, I can't imagine what that was like growing up. Whoa.
Imagine the clothes you could borrow, though.
I mean, yeah, but can you imagine the arguments?
Oh, God.
And the hormones with six girls in one house. Jesus.
I keep saying to Isla and Luna, come on, guys, you're best friends. They both go, we're not best friends. Like, oh, shit. Can you just tolerate each other whilst I have a shower? Is that okay?
Yeah. Get on with it. Harriet's written in a message here. Hello, a message for the Galentine special to the beautiful Lady Witters, Pilates goddess, HR mastermind, Ibethan partner in crime, tour and birthday spa body, the most incredible mama, a ray of sunshine on dark days. Thank you for being a true friend through all seasons, forever devoted and in awe of you. You rock my world, Sean.
Oh my God, I've just got goosebumps everywhere. What an incredible message.
Isn't that lovely?
That's,
do you know,
beautiful.
What stands out to me? Thank you for being a true friend through all the seasons.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful, isn't it?
Isn't it?
And also, did she say Ibiza?
She did say Ibiza partner in crime. I thought you might pick up on that bit.
You've got an Ibiza partner in crime, that's a friendship for life, because the shit that you get up to when you're on that island, that goes to the grave, motherfucker.
But don't you think, like, friends who, like, that you've sort of been through all different phases of your life with, like, those relationships, if they stand the test of time, that is like an incredible testament to your friendship, because they don't all, like, they really don't. Like, I've had friends that, you know, I've gotten really well with in my early 20s. And then as soon as my life changed and I had kids, like, don't really have anything in common with, don't really see, like, nothing
anymore.
I know
exactly
no hard feelings at all, but we're just not aligned. Whereas I've got, for instance, my friend Lucy, we were at school together. We definitely had a big falling out. Didn't talk to each other for about a year. I think I woke up one day and decided I missed her. And I thought, fuck it, whatever. Why are we arguing? No, I miss you. Let's forget about it. So we did. We both met our husbands. We both had kids together. You know, like, we've gone through all of the different chapters together. I know we haven't always been as close throughout all of them, but we've got through all the different seasons.
You know, big life moments, you know, when you've got somebody there that can pick you up when you're on the floor or, you know, share your highest highs with you. Somebody that's always going to be there my best friend, Ali, I met her when I was 28. I met her in Ibiza. And she was there the moment I got the phone call about my dad dying. She literally scooped me off the ground, put me on a plane. I was there when, you know, she broke up with her husband after 20 years of marriage. She hosted my wedding. You know, we've been there on nights out, nights in, you know, through thick and thin. It's amazing how much you share with that person. She's the most special person in my life, and that friendship wise, because she's seen everything. She's a constant. I think when you've got somebody in your life that you know you could call whatever the hour, I call her my body bag person. So if I'd accidentally killed somebody, she'd be the person I'd ring on the door and be like, right, where are we digging up the body? Like, where the body?
Yeah, I know exactly. The people that you don't have to, that's weird, you don't have to make an effort with always. Like, you don't feel like anything is an effort. Like, I love those friendships. Yeah. They're the ones. Oh no, I know what's coming. We're going to have to say nice things to each other.
Well, before we do that, how lovely was that? It was so gorgeous to read all of your messages. Not only really lovely for us, but I think sometimes you feel that you're totally alone. And so, you know, even just reaching out via WhatsApp to one of your mates and saying, like, you're doing an incredible job can really change somebody's day.
Exactly. If you think it, say it.
Exactly.
That's the motto.
And if you're thinking it, George, you need to say it. So I'm going to start with mine.
Okay.
Just to give you a few moments to prepare.
Yeah.
Okay. I've written you a poem.
Oh God, this is really cringing me out already.
Listen, I'm really, really, really tired. I've had the longest day ever. So this is all I've got at the moment, okay?
Okay, go on then.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I love you, George, and Jim does too.
Ah, that is just a masterpiece. Well, actually, I did pen something earlier myself, of course.
Go on then.
As I sit down to pen these words, I'm reminded of the countless moments we've shared together, the laughter that has echoed through our conversations, and the unwavering support you've offered me through every twist and turn of life's journey. In the tapestry of my life, you are the brightest and most beautiful thread, weaving joy, understanding, and companionship into every fibre of my being. Do you like it?
Did you write that?
Well, I mean, did I write it? I'm trying to be like a politician here. I didn't write all of the words.
What did you do?
I, in fact, wrote into ChatGPT, write a love note.
Stop it.
To a girl mate.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
And I've got Georgia, here. There we go, you know.
Thank you so much for my beautiful words. On a serious note, you are my absolute rock, my confidant, my bestest friend, and I love doing this journey with you. So thank you for everything that you do. I love you too. Now stop being so vulgar and writing love notes to me and go to bed.
You wait, you're going to get all these WhatsApps now. I just can't wait. I've got so many words here now that I'm just going to send over to you.
Don't you dare.
Brilliant. You dare. Right, I love you. We need to go to bed. We are recording really late at night.
We do. We need to go to our husbands, in fact, because one's putting in a washing machine and the other one's about to put something in me.
Gross. We'll and actually, out. Mine's Sorry. Doing a dishwasher. Then Zoe's being vulgar. And James and I are just going to do some revision about insurance. So that's
off you go
in our lives.
As always, we'd love you to rate, review, subscribe, and please give our podcast a little follow.
Yeah, and if you've got any feedback for these episodes, we would love to hear it. Drop us a DM on Instagram at Made by Mamas, and we'll be back on Tuesday. Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.